Blog Talk Radio. You know that good old love, it makes you want to talk right, and it damn sure will make you start to walk right. When you got love for we the people, don't you know, there's nothing that you can get more on your radio show for, and we're going to give you more of what you listen to radio for. We want to welcome you to Black Power Radio. I am your host, Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar in Washington, D.C., and we'll be bringing our co-host live from Spartanburg, South Carolina. He may be live in Charlotte tonight. We're going to light it up tonight, and we're going to do it all right. Let me see if he's on air. Let me check that line, make sure that our brother, to make
yeah,
sure
I'm in the
our
house.
Brother's here.
What's going on?
In the house. Got Tynita out there in Charlotte. Talk black to us. And we got another man in New York. Come on and talk black.
Power, what's going on? We out here. You know what I'm saying? I done came back down the road from Charlotte. I'm right here in Spartanburg Live for you. Right here with my peoples, man. We chopping it up. Over here getting it in, watching a little football. But I don't like what went on in Spartanburg County early on Monday, you know what I'm saying? Dude came down from New York to live a better life. He came to move down to Gaffney. Greyhound Station dropped him off in Spartanburg at the Greyhound Station. He was supposed to get off, catch a ride. Something happened. He ended up in Spartanburg County walking down the street. Just like I said at City Council, we can't walk down the street. He walking down the street. The police picked him up. They put him in jail. He stayed in there 4 or 5 hours. He came back dead. He walked in there, and they carried him out in the body bag. Now, what this man did wrong?
Walking down the road while black can end up easily in a body bag in the state of South Carolina. So the pertinent cross-examination question tonight is, can South Carolina become the state of black activism by black revolutionaries, black militias, black Panthers, black activists, black Pan-Africanists, can this become the state of black activism as we roll through and we see the case of LaZell Lane, where they have killed him while in custody, which I'm reading a report that says he should not have been in the jail from the beginning because the officer had recognized there could be a potential mental health situation, and that's supposed to be turned over to a health professional as opposed to the officers and the sheriffs and the correction officers becoming the judge, the jury, and the executioner. Is that right, brother?
Yes, sir, that's correct. That's correct. And we got my I got my boy Jamaican Bob with me right here. You know what I'm saying? He a black activist in his own way. He been doing his thing right here on the north side of Spartanburg. You know what I'm saying?
Man, let's say a few words so that we know that he's live in the radio audience. Yes, sir. Go ahead and talk black to us, beloved. Give us your name and where you're from. Give me your history and talk black to us.
Black power to you, my king. This is Jamaican Bob.
Okay.
I'm 864 from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Glad to be on. But yeah, man, just like my partner was speaking on, man, about the racist basically profiling the stuff that's going on, you know, down here in the, you know, southern state of South Carolina and whatnot. But it's, I don't know, man, it's crazy. Each his own, but nah, this ain't back in the day. All due respect, you know, this ain't back in the day though, you know. So we can't continue to have this, you know, keep marching and doing all this and, you know, thinking stuff gonna change, like it's time for a change, you know, get back to that unity, you know. Start off basically like Huey P. Newton them did, you know, over there in Oakland. So, I mean, it's only right. History shall repeat itself. But sad to say for them, though, bad news bears for them, that's all I can say.
It's more than a sad story to tell the captain at this hour, Jamaican Bob, and we're going to be letting you give more comments as we go through our show tonight. But he started out in New York, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe he came from Brooklyn, if I'm not mistaken.
Brooklyn, man. So we're going to bring Brooklyn live on the air from behind the walls in Brooklyn. We're going to bring Brother Abdullah live from New York City. Talk black to us and in the light of what is going on, Brother Abdullah, and the execution of yet another. It's really a murder one piece all the way around in broad daylight, back to back in the state of South Carolina. Talk black to us. You have a New Yorker that came to South Carolina, Brother Abdullah, and he has ended up dead in the goddamn body bag. Talk black to us,
black,
Brother Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum.
Black power, my comrades.
Black power, black
power. Assalamu alaikum. Black power, comrades. How y'all doing? This is Brother Abdullah, your assistant MOD and assistant field marshal. Listen up. What's up, Quran? I see you, field marshal department. What up, my brother, Black Lightning, MOD? What up, y'all out there in the black world? Listen up. This is very sad that we can't even walk down the street. Even in the South, where we're trying to get a new life from the North to the South, and they murder us wherever we go. This is like a justifiable homicide, black youth in the peril. Something is wrong here. We got to stop playing with these people and let them know what they are, man. They're evil. They're wicked. They're satanic, man. Stop wanting to get busy. Stop the protests. Let's start doing more action. And let's start protecting our people. Let them know life is not a game. We should never put our hands in the devil's hand and trust them because they're not our friend. They never was. And like Malcolm said, they smile in your face in the north, but in the back. In the south, they let you know how they feel about you.
Oh,
that
is sad. That's real talk. Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
And we gotta be. We gotta stop. We got to be a part of those that make it happen. We got to stop watching it happen. We got to stop wondering what the fuck happened. We got to make shit happen, man, so these crackers can know we're not a joke. See, we play too much. We bow. We're too humble. We let anybody in our community suck the blood of our community. Anybody can come and suck the blood that don't even belong in our community. Just suck it. You know? That's wrong. When are we going to stand up and say enough is enough? But what is it going to take for these people to know we're not a joke? I mean, what is it going to take, man? I just said, enough Negro stuff, man.
Enough Negro stuff.
Enough Negro stuff, man.
Say enough Negro stuff. We got to put something on the table, the substance, to check the opposition. We must take a hard-line position at this hour, brother and sister, against the opposition. But they have come again and taken the life of a young black man that was only seeking to get his balance, seeking to get his life straight, seeking a better life, just walking down the highway and gets killed, put in the body bag, and found dead in the custody of the criminal justice system that has been, again, that first word is key, a system of injustice that has been run traditionally by criminals. And criminals having a badge and a gun is just
right.
giving them a license to kill. Is that right?
A license
giving
to kill.
Them a, yeah. Enough.
That's
what
they say. Just, enough Negroes to justify by homicide, black youth in the peril. Let me tell you this, too, Akbar.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, we've been all the centuries from Eleanor Bumpers, Sean Bells. Ain't enough is enough. If we say rack-a-tat-tat, and we're going to send them bodies back, we got to start doing it, man. Fuck that. Rack-a-tat-tat. Send them bodies back. Rack-a-tat-tat, Akbar.
We got to give them the body bags, Black. That's real talk, brother and sister. We got to stop.
We got to do that, brother. We got to stop playing with these crackers. Sending them goddamn bodies back.
They'll never hesitate to put us in that body bag. And as we go to Brother Ty down the
we should have hesitate to send them to it, too.
What say you on the ground? Give us the update on what happened out on the field today as well and the update on the game and the 9 yards with the Panthers. Go ahead.
To me?
Yes, that's for Brother Ty. Yeah, we need our updates from the field and the game, and we need the just on your general synopsis. We'll have the funeral services in Spartanburg on Tuesday. We'll also be back or black in Spartanburg on Wednesday. So we got a full agenda inside.
You have 1 minute left.
We're just trying to figure out.
I want to say Black Power, everybody.
Black Power.
Salaam alaikum. Black Power, y'all.
Black Power, y'all.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You can continue, beloved. We got that piece for Brother Ty Nitty out of Spartanburg is coming back or black to the mic with some updates if we can get him on. We got to get him. Got to pick that up. He might have it. Again, they will be punching that mute and be steady talking, but not looking down at the mic to see that that mic is not on. So we got to check that out and make sure that your mic is actually on to Brother P.
Thank you for using
Black Power, y'all.
Yes. Goodbye.
Right. We thank you, Black Power. Our brother has moved on out of that situation over in Rikers Island in New York. And he'll be black with us. That's Brother Abdullah. He's assistant to the Department of Defense and assistant to the Field Marshal's Office. But what we're here to share with you tonight is that they'll take anything as a violation to step you back. He had a PO. Everybody knew that. And dealing with the parole officer on a charge, something about some marijuana. When the marijuana was illegal, the marijuana became somewhat legal. It's a misdemeanor charge. And they tried to give him something related to some felonious or some kind of felony charge, dealing with the base of it was at some marijuana. And then he may slip on a banana peel or forget to dot an I across a T, and all of a sudden he's black behind bars. He should be back with us after this week on the 20th. He should be black with us, but nevertheless, we should not allow them to keep superimposing these laws and just infractions will get you some time in jail, get you jail time over some minor infraction that had nothing to do with you, totally unrelated to the case, unrelated to anything criminal, no criminal intent, but still they feel they have the right to lock. That's the answer to everything, is to lock up the black man, put you behind some bars with no goddamn stars. Well, we're bringing an end to it, brothers and sisters. We're bringing live black activism to the state of South Carolina and many other states as we move again for the movement for black power at this hour. I don't know if Brother Ty is still with us. I'm trying to make sure his mic is open as we roll. We're rolling with you there, Brother Ty out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. Can you hear us now? We're straining, trying to hear you. So you may have to dial or redial to make your stuff work, Brother Ty. You may have to hit the redial button. But nevertheless, we are rumbling here at Black Power Radio, and we're going to make it roll as we make it rock. We're going to make it rock and roll right here at Black Power Radio, because whatever we've said, we know Marvin Gaye said it best. Drop it like a time. Black activists forcing South Carolina to become the state of black activism. For we have taken all we can take from the state of South Carolina. We've taken all we plan to take from the state of South Carolina. And we now must go to the front line. As we move on, the movement for black power and the movement for black activism, we'll be in the state of South Carolina. There we are. I can hear you clearly now, Big Brother. Yes, you're live. Cause has the non-black activist brother in Spartanburg, want to know, has the non-black activist forced our hand to make South Carolina become the state of black activism? That is my question to you, South Carolina on the ground. And you can talk black to us.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, it's sad that it's normalized that people getting killed or whatever, and people act like it's just something normal. You see what I'm saying? So, like, it's a whole entourage of people to know what went on, but it's not happened so many times. They think it's just everyday life, just like breathing or going to the grocery store. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, like I say, man, that's sad. That's why we got to get the center located in Gaffney or another one in Spartanburg so we can start educating the people and just keep everything moving, keep the momentum going. You know what I'm saying? It's again, it's sad. I sit there and talk to the young man's mother, and she was crying, saying that he was basically butchered. And the lady that runs the funeral home said that she can't come down there and see the body because she doesn't need to see that and have that image engraved in her mind. They basically had to sew her back together, and the lady was like, no, I don't want you to see your son like this. I'll call you when I get him stitched back together and dressed and everything like that. So what it sounds like is they cut a lot of body parts off of him, more than what you do for autopsy. Well, they did something real hideous to him. Me personally, I want to see that body. You know what I'm saying? They saying maybe they cut off some spots where he was tased at, where he maybe had a couple entry wounds where that little thing sticks into you, or it burned them somehow, like it electrocuted them. Maybe gave him a higher voltage than expected, or they just kept on pushing the button after he was already being tased because maybe it didn't phase him enough or something like that. I don't know, but she told me.
Kill the motherfuckers who responsible, who the hell did it to him. I want to fillet their goddamn skin and put it in a pot and just let it goddamn brawl on. I'm tired of this shit, man. I'm one of them ones, hey, ain't no fucking with us no damn more. You fuck with one, you got to fuck with all of us, goddamn. Unity over everything, you know. We black, everybody black, everybody go through shit, but the way they treating us, man, we ain't having that shit, especially not down here, you know. All respect to everywhere else, but down here, man, we ain't, this damn near the heart of the shit, too, you know, so.
He originally from Florida.
Shit, he was fucking crazy, like, ain't nobody rocking with this shit. They fucking bugging, they stupid, they some asshole idiots. Like, I don't know, man, I got so much on my mind, y'all, I can go on, but. Shit's fucking ridiculous, man. I'm like them now. We fucking flabbergasted to the fucking point. Like, come on, man.
Man, it's time for some body bags. I'm saying, what you let it off your chest, bro. What you tell what you really feel, bro.
I'm trying to kill they damn kids. Fuck that. They treated our ancestors wrong. Here, I'm trying to get some get back. When the hell we gonna come on, man? I'm just tired. Like, time to go full fucking throttle at their ass. Fuck it.
So you basically from Florida where they fed the babies to the alligators.
Man, I remember all that shit, man. I remember all that shit. And the shit, man. Come on, bro. Excuse me. Hold on.
Hey, I got another guest right here, Menace. One of my partners, they call him Menace. He's from Indianapolis. You can roll up the green room, man. It's okay. Everybody smoke, baby. Everybody get high. The Spartanburg is a... it's a place we're going to call it's a drug hub also. Is human trafficking hub. That's what they say or whatever like that. It's basically a melting pot. You got people here from Germany, Russia, Africa, Jamaica, Orton up north, from out west, down south, deep south, and Midwest. You know what I'm saying? He's from the Midwest, so he reiterated the Midwest, Chicago, all that right there. So, you know, it's a whole lot of people from different places right here. This is the fastest growing part of the country right here because land is cheap. Labor is cheap, and they can steal land from black folks easily, according to what they think. So they come in, you know, and when we die, we don't know how to pass it down to our kids, or we don't have a living will. And they come along to the younger people who don't know any better, and they offer them money for their parents' land or for the stuff they inherited, if they did inherit something. And they stealing land back. Sometimes they ain't stealing it back. They buying it back fairly. You know what I mean?
Representation without taxation. What the fuck is that? Bullshit.
And, so this is the fastest growing part of the country. This is in between Charlotte and Atlanta, but it's in South Carolina. It's not in North Carolina or Georgia. Charlotte is in North Carolina. Atlanta is in Georgia. We're right here in South Carolina. We in between. So we in the countryside. You in the woods for real when you're right here. But like I say, this is the melting pot, so you know. A lot of different ideas and a lot of – this is a hub for a lot of ideas, a lot of inventions that came out. They came from right here, and other people, of course, they took the credit for the ideas.
There's a lot of mixture here.
But, you know, you can tell a lot of people was killed by the opposition back in the day because there wasn't nothing but a few Indians here. Then the next most populous race is black. And then white. You know what I'm saying? There was barely any Spanish. I didn't really see any Spanish people here. But, you know, now everything is getting back to the way it should have been, like, you know, just equal grabs for land or whatever, whatever like that. But at the end of the day, man, we got a big old problem on our hands, because if our kids are going to school and playing around and they picking at one another because you ain't got on fancy clothes, Jordans, Nike, Adidas. We got an Adidas plant here. Just different fancy clothes or whatever like that. We got a problem because at the end of the day, they sending all the textile factories overseas to get even cheaper labor. So it's cheaper to take the material from here, ship it overseas, have it manufactured, and ship back. And they'd rather do that right there than pay somebody over here $12 or $15 an hour because it's cheaper for them. So they're making a bigger profit. But at the end of the day, they charge $200 for these shoes, $300, and it take a dollar to make them in Taiwan or Vietnam.
To invest into more black businesses, you know, like let's recreate this Black Wall Street.
We need to invest our money, some real money, into different things. So
Black Wall Street, let's get
even though you look like Nipsey Hussle, you're saying the same thing that Tupac said, you know what I'm saying?
You see what they did to Tulsa, Oklahoma, though, back in, what, I think 1952. Correct me if I'm wrong, I don't mind. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But think around like 1952, somewhere like that, Oklahoma.
And also what they did in Spartanburg, what they did with the urban renewal. They did South Liberty Street like that. South Liberty Street on the south side of Spartanburg, all the way down into downtown. It was all black businesses, doctor offices, pharmacies, grocery stores, black-owned businesses, next door to black-owned businesses. You know what I'm saying? Now the kids can't even believe it. You see a black doctor's office, they're like, what? I ain't never seen a black doctor.
Really,
you know what I'm saying? So.
They really mad, though, because we really got to the point down here one time. It's only like a year, you know, a year span. But, hey, a year is good enough, you know. Basically letting you know that we can do it, you know, if we get the right tools, you know, to advance ourselves more. But we had at one point down here in Spartanburg this little Mexican business, I forgot. But he only hired, he wasn't racist or nothing. Well, I ain't going to call him racist, but he wasn't no bigger, that's how I say. But I put it like, he'll get a black, you know, the black kids or the black people or the black parents, you know, a chance before he would, you know, the other race, you know, because he grew up in poverty, Mexico, you know. And when he came here, he really ain't have, you know, a pot to piss out of, window to throw it out. So he basically, it was the black businesses that was around here that he seen flourishing, so he felt like he could do it, which he had it going. And basically they treated him the same way, you know, like they did many other black businesses around here. Tried to push them out the neighborhoods and stuff. Basically saying, oh, nah, y'all, wrong, we can't have that. Y'all too smart, too intelligent. We cannot have that. You know, we can't afford our kids to grow up thinking y'all, you know, run stuff and all that. Y'all ain't trying to give our kids opportunity, which it ain't that. We will, you know, in due time. But give us what's ours, you know. And I'm talking more than 40 acres and a mule, you know. So. But trust and believe, though, we will get back to, you know, that point, though, in due time. Dig that.
And we put our feet together, man. Tell how we was marching around the corona time. It was a different little situation. Right here in Spartanburg, Black Lives Matter. Damn, we was pretty deep downtown, man. We knocked out a couple motherfuckers. Hey, remember that boy that walked down the street? You know what I'm saying? It wasn't you that hit that motherfucker, knocked him out.
Mm-hmm. To my white boy. Yeah, he calls a nigga. Who's now? I'm sure you're a nigga. Yeah, Without the damn chains and shit, I'm going to show you a real, never ignorant, getting goals ass black person. Yeah.
Jamaican Bob, he 130. Man, he hit a big-ass motherfucker, laid him down, you know what I'm saying? You think we lynched him? We ain't lynched him. We stepped over and kept on walking. You out the way, bro. Easy, simple. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But power in numbers, that's what I'm talking about. So not letting it be normalized that they killing us, you know what I'm saying? That's not a normal act, even though we're getting used to it. That's not a normal act, so we ain't going to stand for it, man. We got to open our eyes up more, even though we awake, but we got to actually do something. Everything we do, everybody do just one little bitty thing, and then that's what's going to make a great difference right there. Don't say, well, the little bit I can do, that ain't nothing. Keep somebody down.
Each one teach ten.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it was, the original saying was. Each one teach ten. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. That's absolutely correct.
Yeah, we deep over here. I know y'all can hear the background noise, man. We got 30 people in the front room watching football. That's how it is. That's how it is down here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody at grandma's house. You know what I'm saying? We got some beans and cornbread.
We
want to
hear from everybody.
We want to hear from everybody that we can hear from in Spartanburg tonight. So you got it live in Spartanburg, brother. Like Pop.
Hey, fam, get on. I'm going to walk in the front room then. You know what I'm saying?
I'm the one with the nation. And I'm the
I hope we didn't lose the mic that time. We're going to have to get him back online. He may have to redial.
I'm still on here. I'm still on
okay.
here, man, but, you know.
You just muted out to get to the front. So we want to hear from everybody
OG
in Spartanburg
right
tonight.
Here.
Yes, sir. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Hey,
peace.
Hey,
Black Power.
Black Power.
It's Mad
Max right here. Black Power.
Black Power, Mad Max, what's up? What's up in the shout in the Big Berg, in the Spartanburg tonight?
Hey, he originally from Indianapolis.
Man, I'm from Spartanburg.
Well, you've been out here so long, yeah, you're from Spartanburg. That's why you like my brother, but I'm just saying.
It's really Murderburg. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, right.
There's a whole lot of racism going on. A whole lot of drug dealing.
I'm just
smoking out
and try to reach that
ceiling. We try to breed black unity. You know what I'm saying? For real. For real, man. Behind closed doors, for real, man. That's all I got to say.
That's a big old soldier.
We're trying to get everybody back on Tuesday and Thursday, Tuesday and Wednesday. We got a rally in town, and we got a funeral to go to. They got to bury our brother that they killed just for walking down the road, brother. We can't accept that. That's unacceptable at this hour for Black Power. Black Power?
Black Power, man. We're going to get all the gangs together, all the gang members, all that. You know what I'm saying? Bring everybody together.
I love. We can do that.
We can do that for real.
Don't do that.
We're going to bring it for
real. We need all the people to come together and help that guy's family get reparations for and get justice for him and, you know, and others too.
Hey, basically Emmett Till. That's how I feel like.
You know, basically Emmett Till. Like, come on, now, that's bullshit. He ain't whistling no white lady or nothing, but basically because he was black, smooth, you know what I mean, smooth cat from up north, you feel me? They ain't like his walk, they ain't like his talk, so, and they feel some type of way, you know? Basically he was hating, you know?
But he had no business being in that jailhouse at all because he was in a health condition. That he's supposed to get a health professional. As opposed to trying to lock somebody up.
Hey, Grandma, she in the front room, but she doing something right now. But she'll tell you about a time when she'll sit there and say, I remember when a black man came in to buy a Pepsi or Coca-Cola. A black man couldn't walk in the store and buy no soda. You had to get a white person, send them with the money to get a soda, then they bring it back. They'll do it for you.
White motherfucker named Mr. George. You know, that motherfucker.
Yeah. Like anywhere around here, but see, she about to be 80. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's really not that long ago. I'm 40.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? So, we talking about a 40-year difference. She ain't that much older than my parents. My grandma's about her age, maybe a couple years older. But rest in peace, she passed away. We got to realize it wasn't that long ago that our people died for us to go to school. But now we going to school and playing around. We died to ride the bus. Now we taking that for granted. We take things for granted. And then with all this technology, we becoming lazy. All I'm saying is it's time to wake up. It ain't even really, sometimes it ain't even really going against the opposition, but it's waking up and treating each other right. Smiling at one another, treating each other, uplifting one another.
Just asking them, you know. You have a blessed day, you know. How you doing today? You know, that shit go a long way.
How you doing?
Motherfucker.
Back in the day,
ready to kill something, you just ask them that. It'll make their whole day go smooth, you know. You never know what people going through, you know. So we try to keep it cordial, you know. We try to show respect, get respect while getting it, you know. But society got, you know, really got us in the chokehold to the point where the people who woke up, you know, and all that, like, they still trying to bash us, you know. Still trying to throw us in the den, you know, with the lions and whatnot, you know. Still, like, they trying to find every other way to, you feel me, denounce the fact about who the hell we are, you know. They basically don't want to know us, you know, to know who the hell we are, because they know when that time comes, basically, excuse me, game over, you know. So, I don't know.
Yes,
but each one teach one, reach one, you know. In order to be teach, you got to be reachable, you know. So, and you really got to take heed, you know. You can't let everything, you know, you listen. I was always taught, you know, growing up, you listen, you learn something. You hear, you can hear me all you want, but you got to listen, you know. You got to instill that in your brain, you know. So, in order to reach that higher, you know, perspective that you can do for yourself and your people and whatnot, you know, your kindred or whatever. But South Carolina down here, man, y'all, it's crazy as hell. Like, the people who living in South Carolina want to get the hell out of here. And the people who ain't never been down here because it's cheap, they're going to come down here. But I'm telling you, they got a sign when you come in off of 85, I-85. It say, welcome to South Carolina. You come here on vacation, you will leave on probation. And you know when your ass on probation, you ain't going no damn well. So you just stuck, you know. So that's one of the ways, you know, they try to bind you up, you know, mentally, you know, and physically, you know, if you let them. But just got to keep our head up, you know. Keep, you know, just keep moving, you know. Think positive, you know. But if we don't do that, then it's nothing but the negative shit that they bring upon us. What's going to get us, you know. So we got to snap about that reality and get back to, you know, old-fashioned, if you will, you know. Morals, values, principles. We lacking that because how they treating us, you feel me? They treating us so bad, they got us fighting against each other. That's what I don't get. But I don't know. I can, this shit, it's crazy down here, though. But, you know, thank the Lord every day for my people, even if I don't know you. You're a black man, black woman, you know, anybody that's my color or creed or whatever, you know. Salute to you, you know. We got to just keep our head up and keep going, you know, one step at a time, one day at a time.
Hey, what he's saying, in other words, this is safe haven right here. This right here, this spot where we're at, there's 30 people over here right now. Look, if you do something in your town and you need to come down here, you need to get away, if you need a place to stay, hey, look, we got the cornbread on deck. We got the beans in there. You know what I'm saying? You're going to eat good. We're going to fry chicken. We're going to eat good. We're going to relax. We're going to make sure you taken care of when you come down here. When you come down here, we're going to make sure you're good. So don't be scared to come and visit. Yeah, the people are going to try to put you under, but we're going to show you how to move while you're down here to avoid all that right there. So, yeah, you can make it a vacation. You can come down here on official business. It's whatever. But if you want to move down here for sure, it's cheap houses down here. We can get you a job in one day. If you really want to work, get you a job in one day. And we stick together. So we're going to learn to stick together some more because we got more power than what we realize. We're bigger than what we know. All we got to do is put our heads together.
Yes, sir. I think they're willing. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh has become weak at this hour for black power and a strong black military. When we regain our momentum and our strength, as we go to our national field marshal, and he's right there in New York City, we're going to bring up Brother Karan, and he's going to talk black to us about how we're going to get on the ground in South Carolina on both Tuesday and Wednesday and how things are going in New York City. Our beloved field marshal, Brother Karan. As-salamu alaykum and black power. Black power.
Wa alaykum as-salam, black power to everybody. Thank you, Sheikh, for having me on. I'm ready to go down to South Carolina. Thank you, thank you. I'm just ready to go back to South Carolina, you know what I mean? See what it is. Just to, you know, get back to the people. Meet some more people, you know, do some business down there as well. And elevate our people all across the country, across the world. in New York right now, you know, gentrification, rent is out of this damn world. Crime is crazy. They're even carjacking people. They're bringing it back. Some particular accident happened in Brooklyn where a brother or someone was carjacked. So it's just a lot of crime going on. And it's like it seems that the more the pressure is turning up on us, people are turning up the pressure in the streets. You know what I'm saying? So just be careful out here. That's what I could tell everybody. Just keep something with you when you're outside and about so you can keep your head up. And if you have to deal with somebody, you know what I'm saying, defend yourself. So my main thing is self-defense because there's a lot of bullshit going on where people are jacking the elderly people even, you know what I'm saying? 80-year-old women is getting beat up and shit and robbed. So that's what we need all our Panthers on their posts. We need to be out here doing neighborhood patrols, making sure these elders are no longer victims of this fucking harassment that's going on. So we need our soldiers, man. We need everybody to come out here and do at least 2 or 3 hours a week. Walk your neighborhood. Make sure no funny shit go down. So that's where I'm at with it.
And a good defense is offense. Offense is a good defense. That's what I meant to say. My bad. I ain't mean to cut nobody off, though. Offense is a good defense, right?
Indeed it is. And see, the thing I'm thinking is when you in New York. All right, so put your phone on mute. See, the thing is, in New York, a lot of other states, well, New York now, they officially are allowing concealed carry. But prior to that, it wasn't too much laws that would allow an individual to carry a gun and protect himself. So the other objective is legally purchasing it, which could cost you jail time for unnecessary shit. Especially in New York. So it's kind of hard for a brother in New York not to need a gun and make sure he have one without going through the proper chain of command as the crackers want you to or whatever, or however it go. Because at the end of the day, you do got to protect yourself. But although you can't have a gun, there's other things you can protect yourself with. And you have to exercise those. So that's the offense, in a sense, I would say that you could be speaking of, that I would say that is definitely necessary. But under the conditions in New York City, I'm in the city, right, it's different. Well, at the time, it still got, you know, the laws of concealed carry, open carry, is not cool. It really wasn't in effect. So a lot of people who do have these guns, they're taking the risk of getting their ass locked up. And a real nigga like me ain't getting locked up for no dumb shit. So I'd rather wait my time, and if anything, I'm still here. So ain't nobody took me out. So I protect myself, you know what I mean? So when the shit get better for the laws and I'll be able to get qualified for these gun permits, I will. But even then, I still protect myself by any means. Revolutionary warrior. There's nothing can stop me. But overall, I'm talking about the elderly people out here that's being attacked. Those are the people that will eventually become us. We will become elders one day. So when we become elders, we have to have something in place so we don't be victimized. And that's our demise if we don't take care of that now. So that's what's going on.
I call security, I call it prevention. That's what real security is. You don't wait till something happens and then try to fix the problem. You don't wait till something break out and try to fix the problem. What you do ahead of time is you
talk
about the situation and you prevent different types of things.
When we say black power, we have to stop talking at this moment. Let me finish. You want to express yourself? This ain't the time. I'm speaking. We have to understand that. That's what this is. So mute your phone and just chill. Black power. So we have to find better solutions to protecting our elders, which is and possibly will be us in the future. I want to shout out Brother JP. I know he's black and whatever, you know, the situation. But I want to shout out to all the warriors in New York City. I want to shout out to Brianna and Phil Marshall Department. I want to shout out Akbar, Black Lightning. I want to shout out everybody in the New Black Panther Party. And we also got to get more organized when it comes to being disciplined. And discipline is going to carry us over. It's going to help us get through. Discipline is necessary when we in the organization / formation. Everybody has their part to play. And if everybody plays their part, we can't do no wrong. So that's all I want to say. Black power. And let's go back to Gavin. Black power. If anybody want to speak, feel free. Black power.
Yeah, we got Jamaican Bob back right here one more time, and then we gonna fly out after that right there.
Praises everybody.
All praises.
How we gonna end this is
wrap it up.
I guess I'm gonna hit you with Revelation 12:9. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. Pretty much, we can break that down for itself, you know. So, and I don't know, just
that's profound.
So, I mean, that's all I can say right now. Keep it short and simple, you know. I mean,
black power, black power. Also,
black power.
Black power. So, I just want to say also that instead of calling white people, we got to call them the enemy from now on. No more calling white people. They are the enemy. And once we adapt that they are the enemy, we will be able to address and see what truly they want for us. When we say, oh, the housing is bad and this is bad, you know why? Because your enemy is giving it to you. So whenever we have to address that, I feel like as people in this struggle, we have to call them enemy. And anybody that sleeps with the enemy, think about it. You see that? Sleeping with the enemy. She had a baby with the enemy. You see? He had a baby with the
enemy. That movie was
made. Married the enemy. You understand? So that's where we have to really have to, I feel, that will wake up everything about this struggle we have, because then we will see exactly what they mean and what it means to us from them. Like, we see that whatever they give us is bad, so you know your enemy wants the worst for you. And anybody that cooperates with their enemy is a frenemy. Or if it's an enemy trying to get into a black person, that's a frenemy. Even if they are in a relationship with a black person, they're still a frenemy off the strength that they are always an enemy, but now they're cool. Or this one is cool with you. So I just wanted to get that off and encourage everybody to just call it enemy. In this struggle, we should call them enemies. Black power.
That's all good. And we hope that you all will always tune into Black Power Radio. And as Brother Tyree, he's going to move the mic around a little bit. And we thank you for making your contributions known.
Hey, Brother Shaq, are you on that?
We thank Karan. Yes, sir. Go ahead and say it one more time.
I was seeing a Brother Shaq. I was calling out for Brother Shaq. I thought he was on that.
Okay, try to get Brother Shaq online. We want to hear from him on the ground. And we did talk today. Brother Shaq is the Field Marshal of South Carolina, and we're rocking and rolling right here at Black Power Radio.
Yes, sir. You still there with us, Brother Ty? If you can rock
yeah, I'm trying to see where Shaq at, man. He said he has something important to say, but I don't think he on here right now. Hold on. Just give me 1 minute. Y'all continue. Give me 1 minute. Let me see if I can get him on here.
Thank you, beloved. Yes, sir. We are right here in D.C., but we just got a new one. That may be him coming on board. Let me see. We're live at 864. We're live at 864 at 219. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio.
Welcome yeah.
to Black Power Radio. Is that Brother Shaq?
No.
Brother CJ. Who's that talking at 864-219?
That's CJ.
Brother CJ, come on Black to us and you can talk Black. This is our chief of staff of South Carolina, and he's going to talk to you a little bit about what's going on there and what's been happening with him today. Thank you, Brother CJ, for coming live with us tonight. You got Brother Ty. About 10 or 20 people are out there at his place, and we got Brother Karan out of New York and a few more right here at the 864. So you can go ahead and talk Black to us, big brother, Black Power.
All right, Black Power. What I got, we got going on here, Miss Lane had a son she was trying to bring back home. You know, that he was having a hard time. He was in New York, and she's trying to bring him to Gabe. But what happened was I think he was supposed to catch a ride. He caught a ride down here to the bus station. He was supposed to have the people come pick him up, and they didn't come at the time, you know, the appointed time. And so he's been there waiting, and while he is, you know, he had like a little slight mental problem. So the police, when he saw the police, he kind of freaked out. He took off running and got him. He took him down to the, you know, to the county jail in Spartanburg. And so one of the police officers that made the arrest, they left, and they were gone for about 2 hours, I believe, or so. And between that time, something happened where he was tased. Well, he was stripped naked, tased, and other things done to him. But like the police officer, he was like, he didn't know what happened within those 2 hours while he was gone, you know, for him to be found naked, you know, in a big position. You know, they didn't they left the mother, Liz back to her. They said they did an autopsy, but what they had did, they deformed the body. You know, they like cut parts, damaged it. You know, they had done whatever they done to him. They tried to keep it secret by cutting into the body and, you know, the body. They still got the mother's permission. And so, you know, now we're going to try to find out exactly what happened. And the people who did this, we're going to try to bring them, you know, to justice. I don't understand how, I mean, you know, you're supposed to be trained when you hold that type of position, you're supposed to be trained in how to handle those type of people. And for him to just end up dead, you know, he's trying to come down here. It better his mom wanted him, he wanted to come. He didn't even make it. Something got to be explained about that. And somebody's going to have to pay for that.
That's right.
But I talked to the mother, they're going to bury him Tuesday, and she said for us to be there.
Yes, sir. That's right, Brother CJ. We're going to have to be there, and that's a misnomer. That's a miscarriage of justice. That's a case of criminal neglect as well. Again, we're the ones ending up in the goddamn body bag. And we're going to make a difference as we ask the pertinent cross-examination question. Can South Carolina become the state of black activism as we move forward? Can South Carolina, they say, is fastly becoming the state of black activism? What say ye, Brother CJ, on the ground in Spartanburg?
So what?
Yes, sir. They say that this will be the new ground, the new state of black activism. Is that true or false or indifferent in South Carolina as we speak?
It's going to have to be true because, I mean, something needs to happen, you know. This area here, you know, that's you're kind of stuck in the past, you know, what I'm saying? Spartanburg is more alert, I mean, more predominantly black in the city. Well, it's predominantly black in the city of Gaffney. But, you know, altogether, the majority of the population in Spartanburg is African-American.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So, sizable number of black people there. They'll get your business straight. They'll get you your issue right in Spartanburg. We will be there tomorrow, and we hope that everyone will be ready to receive us and to actually check the opposition right in the midst of all of their iniquity. We come to check the opposition, Brother CJ. We're about to go up and pick up our brother right here. That might be Brother Shaq right there. Let's try that. Let's see if we get Shaq to the mic. We're going to 864 at 340. 864-340. You're live on Black Power Radio. Talk black to us.
Peace and power, Black Power Hotel. How's everybody
Black
doing?
Power Hotel. Yes, sir. That brother Shaq?
It is brother Shabazz, brother Equine. I'm calling from Columbia. How you doing, brother?
Black Power, how you doing, brother?
Doing just fine. I want to respond to the question. And right now here in South Carolina, I'm pretty sure it's like a glimpse or snapshot at a lot of our state. And my aunt and I were having this conversation that, you know, at the root of being a true activist, you know, actively engaging and supporting the well-being of your people first, right? You know, and that goes on all formats, all parameters. Like, we aren't, like, leaving any leaf unturned. Our people, I guess, we still are at a place, and I'm speaking about here in South Carolina, where we are wanting to coddle the relationship with the Europeans. Now, I'm not speaking about all, and salute to the brothers and sisters on the line that are holding it down from South Carolina. But from what I've seen, a lot of times there's a lot of feel-good stuff that we do, almost similar to the church. But it isn't substantial where we are actually coming and pouring who we are into this movement. You understand? We are coming, you know, just as I hear the family engage here all the time, when I'm hearing consistency within the black, the blog talks, the discussions, you know, that, you know, the brothers and our and sisters been having here for quite some time. It's consistent. This is the same type of consistency that we're going to need in order to now create a true activist. You understand? I think those of us that are activists, you know, I can speak for myself. A lot of times we are now are anomalies because we weren't really taught this, quote unquote. You understand? We kind of got it. But imagine if we were taught it. Imagine if we were now the ones that were, as men, we were marrying active black women, and where we're now having children, you know, that those are, to me, the models to now create a true organic activist. You understand? And, you know, like I say, I think that is what can be done with the work that we're doing here. You understand? We're constantly coming to the panel, constantly coming to engage in a black think tank, to see how we can collectively add on, to see what type of bullshit that you got going on. Because all of us, we must raise our hands and say that, hey, we still are engaging in some aspects of supporting this European, supporting this Europe. So I think, you know, whether it be you're here in South Carolina or wherever, but I see that a lot here. Rather than going back to your African roots, rather than going back, we now want to hang that up in order to now find some reason to hang with the European. For some reason, we want to have a discussion with the European. So I'm seeing that here in South Carolina. While I did see a heightened awareness, just like this situation that the brother is just bringing about. I'm sorry to hear, you know, sorry to the family, sorry to the community. There in Spartanburg to hear about what's good, but it hadn't gotten any attention. You understand? I frequent a lot of the African shops here in Columbia, but this story hasn't gotten a lot of attention. We should have been hearing them. You're saying the brother's about to get buried too. We should have been hearing and also talking about it. But I think it's a thing now where we've receded back on that adamant intent, the active intent that we had maybe in earlier years, when now we want to lie in comfort. With, you know, I see a lot of Negroes, us as Negroes, we're getting more money. You understand? You see more Negroes driving Mercedes and things. That I think now we're picking up on gaining more access into the European material world. That's kind of declined our need to want. I think we were more hungry when we were struggling. You understand? So now we as Negroes are. So I'm probing myself, you know, as we're having this discussion, not pointing the finger at any one person, but just probing myself as it relates to asking myself the question of what it would take in order to be this activist. You understand? A sound activist coming from South Carolina, being able to add on to the national, to the pan-African cause. You understand? Because I'm just a child from Africa that is in South Carolina. So at the end of the day, I, as a child, an African in South Carolina, I want to come, you know, share commonalities of moral, respect, decency, honor for our African culture, African people. You understand? That is what our ancestors taught us. You know, like I said, it's sad because now we're having a rhetoric of what black folk, well, we were almost there, feeling good about ourselves, having black power, black pride, because inside saying black power, I can't say that a lot of African shops in Columbia for some reason, you know. And when I say it, when I speak in that, you know, it's like, oh, now we aren't black, and now we aren't the, you know. But when we say black power, if you call yourself black or you call yourself melanated, right there that means, well, I look at it, if you want to say melanated power, if you want to say African power, whatever. But this should be substantial power for you to now utilize and tap into the source, the connection, your ancestors, tap into the stuff that made them great. So now you can visualize and understand what your future is going to look like within you. So now we can create that world for our children in the tomorrow. But I think, like the brother said earlier, right now we don't have to ask questions if this cracker is an enemy. We already know. And if it's 2022 and you ask questions on if this cracker is an enemy, it's a very bad place to be. You know what I'm saying? Because this cracker is not engaging, and he's putting his programming into robots. That's what time it is. So it ain't so much where the cracker is going to be racist. The robots are going to be, the computer systems are going to now be programmed. They're going to be racist. You understand? So now helping to power, white power. Let's start doing this for ourselves as black folks. Like the brother said, if you're getting in trouble, whatever, we're here for you, black brother. We're here for you, black sister. And when you're out there representing us, support, you know, being a reflection of us, do so in the best manner. Don't do so all looking all shabby and all. No. Conduct yourself with decency. And like you said, with the elders, you know, the elders, that should be something for us. I wanted to tie into that because us, we should be policing ourselves. I'm here in Columbia, South Carolina. Any brothers that are down, like that's and understanding that we are still speaking on a record, that we're speaking on a line. So we need to understand if we're wanting to go and get a little bit more in depth, we need to understand what time it is and where we are and where we need to go. You understand? I'm just going to say that with what we are speaking. You understand? We need to understand that there's more in-depth conversation that we need to have, more seriousness that we need to have, you know, in order to get to this place. So I can say I appreciate you all. I appreciate the brothers and the sisters that are doing things not only in South Carolina, but, you know, worldwide. I'm going to say worldwide because we inspire each other. What you're doing in Cincinnati, what you're doing in Chicago, what you're doing in New York, it should help light a fire of the African spirit within inside me. You understand? So it's only exciting, and we exciting each other and pouring back into each other. But Black Power, man, I appreciate the time, the dialogue, and also the platform and family, brothers and sisters. Black Power.
Likewise, beloved Brother Shabazz, and you represent Columbia, and we try to get as much of Columbia community over to Spartanburg by Tuesday and Wednesday. As you know, it would be a form of a rally. I think it's a formal rally. We'll be there conducted in the name of our slain brother. Brother was murdered by the system while in custody. Had no right to be in the jail. They had no right to arrest this man whatsoever. Knowing after episode, the only thing that this uniform officer is supposed to do is to bring in the health professional to manage that situation. And he did not do that, but decided to put him in custody because they want to label every black man as a criminal. And there you go. And it's a sharp young black man, a beautiful black brother. And his life was ended because of the indiscretion and the inappropriate procedure, the unethical conduct of officer, the criminal neglect by an officer, the whole abuse of power idea was all demonstrated on our one young black man. They're about 29 to 30 years old and has lost his life because this man did not know what to do, did not follow procedure, certainly didn't go up the chain of command and get any instructions at all, just acted as they usually do. The cracker will go in and say, well, he's going to be the judge, the jury, and the executioner. Who is he? What? The judge, the jury, and the executioner. And then he felt a self-grandizement, a ego fulfillment, and in that process has cost the brother his life. And the family now has given a life sentence without their brother, without their loved one, brother Lizelle Lane. And we are definitely have to stand up. His life for his living will not be in vain. We thank you, Brother Shabazz, and hope you continue to light up the airways and let them know that, and that's the pertinent cross-examination question at this hour. Is South Carolina, can South Carolina become the state of black activism? And that question is you, Brother Shabazz, as you close.
I feel like it definitely can, but it is going to, you know, we are going to need to refuel and reignite, activate that burning fire that we have from the comrades on this line. So, you know, it's a fire that we're going to have to start up again. So, you know, I definitely do feel like it is possible.
I'm going to have to collect old Wooden Tooth, Leslie Graham, and old Jesse James Clyburn, and the rest of those guys, the Circle of Wagons, and they're going to have to relinquish some of the power they have and yield that power to we the people. So we know it's going to be a battle of the bulge. If we're already at war with the beast, so we're just going to have to take it one battle at a time, and we know the triumph of victory has been promised to the righteous by the Most High God. So we appreciate you, Brother Shabazz, and all of those in your network. We got 864-219, we got 864-804, and all of those lines are open, as well as New York City twice, D.C., West Virginia, and others are all online. Here tonight at Black Power Radio, I want to make sure that you make any contributions known to be sent to $77Bakers with an S. Again, with all caps, our Cash App line to keep Black Power Radio on the line, on our airways. We're at $77Bakers, B-A-K-E-R-S. And we thank you again, Brother Shabazz, and greet you. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Black Power, brother.
Black Power. And we're moving it now. I think Brother Ty and others are there with other comrades on the line in the state of South Carolina. Brother Ty and your guest, let me ask you, can South Carolina become the state of black activism? Let's see. I know they're right there. They're live. You're live on Black Power Radio.
I know. Most definitely.
They got me. Go ahead, Brother Black Power.
Most definitely. You know, the thing is, you
you're back in South Carolina.
Like, Brother Shabazz has said, your right here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Like Brother Shabazz said, it's a lot of people that's in dialogue with the European nation. And, yeah, that's true. You know, the thing that's unique about me, and I think Mr. Akbar know for himself, like my man said, you know, as people get them big Mercedes and start to make that money or whatever like that, they start to kind of let the awareness die down. But the thing I think people like about me, I still got that awareness, even though I'm making the money. I'm in the Beamers, I'm in the Benzes, I got people in the Lambos, the Maseratis, the Vets. But we still going in for the kill, and I'm talking about, like, as far as making sure our people are doing what they're supposed to be doing and staying aware and staying active. We still do that right there, even though we get money. So, you know, it's different types of people out there. And I think I'm one of the unique ones, but we need to transverse everybody over into being on one accord. That's my big thing. That's why it's a big thing that we open up this educational center so we can start with the young. Again, like my man said, when we got the black woman, the black man, and then we got the kids or whatever like that, that's my big thing, open up these educational centers where we can do swimming. A lot of people around here can't swim for some reason. They don't want you to know how to swim. Martial arts, when it teaches you discipline, as you get stronger and you start to do more, you still have the humbleness. You understand what I'm saying? Some people don't understand that right there. It's a power line, and it's a 90-degree angle, an obtuse angle. As your power goes straight up, your attitude line goes straight over. As you gain power, you don't get aggressive. You know what I'm saying? And then going back to something else, it's okay to have a dialogue up to some extent. Like Tupac said, hey, keep your enemies close. You know what I'm saying? The best way to find out what they're doing is to interact up to some extent. You got to draw the line. You got to know where to draw the line at for where you at. Because you got different places where things are a little bit different. Like around here, with our elderly shit, we got so much big family around here. Like my family, we got like 1,000 people in my family. You know what I'm saying? So our older people are automatically protected. But in New York, it might be different. In Kansas City, it might be different. So, you know, like I'm saying, for your area that you in, you know what you got to do to make it do what it do. Get what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we're going to get all on one accord, and we're going to come together. Yes, I think we can be a place, a really good stronghold for black activists right here. This is where we all came from, whether you realize it or not. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, I got uncles down here from New York, Chicago, D.C., Cleveland, a lot of places. Because back in the day when it weren't really no jobs around here, everybody migrated north and Midwest. And then now that they retired or got things under control or whatever like that, they come back down here to retire or send their kids down here to have a better life or think they're going to have a better life when they get down here. Like you say, hey, my man was having a rough time up there. He came down here, and then it was all fucked up. So, you know, it's a certain kind of way to move. You got to know how to move when you go to these different places. It's just like if I go to California, it's a certain way I got to move. Like these pants I got on, I can't wear them up there because they got certain colors, and they might think I'm somebody who I'm not or want to be or whatever like that. But it's just about knowing where you at and knowing how to move when you go certain places and conduct yourself. But at the same time, it's a free country. This whole country is a free country, so you can't even fucking walk down the road. Like I said to the city council the other day, you can't even walk down the damn road. All this man did was walk down the road. He walking down the road. You know what they charged him with? I don't know if y'all know. They charged him with pedestrian on the street. That's what they charged him with. Basically, they ain't had nothing to charge him with, so they charged him with walking down the street. So they must have been saying he was walking more in the road than on the edge of the road. But who going to walk on the edge of the road when you got wild animals, got rabies, some shit they probably gave the animal or whatever that might bite you, or a skunk might spray the smell, but in the smell they got a disease in there, a virus, that they want to take you out. They try to formulate a virus that's going to fucking take you out, but they can get it and still live. And you may still live, but you may get something wrong with your heart from it, your kidneys, your bodily organs or whatever like that. So who want to walk close to the edge of the road? I don't. I don't know all that background noise coming from. Everybody mute your phone. But at the end of the day, they murdered that man, though. You should have a right to come down here. It's a free country. He wasn't doing nothing wrong. If he was doing something wrong, it wasn't that bad. He didn't have no gun. He didn't take nothing from nobody. If he had some kind of a condition, yeah, the people that was dealing with him, they should have been trained. Somebody going to be held accountable for that. And that's it. Like we said last week when we was talking about the other case where somebody was murdered, somebody is going to be held accountable for what they do. Don't put a person in a position of they're scared of black people or they don't know how to handle different sensitive situations. If they don't have sensitivity training, they don't need to be on the front line. They didn't call their supervisors to find out what they need to do in that situation right there. So, yeah, they're going to be held accountable. Ain't no, oh, we made a mistake. Nah, fuck that. You're going to pay for it. And like my people told me when I was getting raised up, if the motherfucker who did something, if you don't make them pay, by the time you catch up with them, if they ain't around no more, kids got to pay for that. That's right. Another thing my people live by, if you don't know who did it, pick a couple motherfuckers and get their ass. Don't nobody know who did it? Okay, everybody line up. Then we about to get all y'all motherfuckers there. That being said, I'm going to hand it back to you, Mr. Arbar. Hey, Shaq, you on the line? My boy Shaq, you on the line? What about Queen Lachey? Anybody still there?
Yo.
Yo.
Yo. Well, are they still on there or what?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, we got Brother CJ on here.
I don't know what's going on, man.
screen got quiet all of a sudden. Well, we're trying to make it to the funeral Tuesday, so let everybody know. Anybody out there? You. I'm trying to damn get my life together. Damn, damn. Yo, anybody there? Anybody there? I'll send a hand up. I used to have to walk to the damn jailhouse sometimes. Crazy.
Tuned into Black Power Radio tonight, and we hope that you will join us in Gaffney and in Spartanburg to bring the attention, to bring all of the nation's attention to a criminal element within those known departments in South Carolina, the known municipalities in charge of a certain amount of the so-called peacekeeping forces, but nevertheless, they have turned away from the volition or the we, the people idealism, and now have turned basically criminal. And now you have it live, a criminal system of injustice against the will and the volition of we, the people. This is live, brother and sister. This is not a Memorex tape, not a copy, but nevertheless, it is what it is, and we have to manage against the opposition. We must stand strong and take a strong, hard-line position against the opposition at this hour. We pray that you will stand for Black Power, that you'll stand against all forms of injustice, that you will rise up and check all forms of attempted enslavement at this hour and all forms of enslavement as it exists in this hour, for it is known to have forms of enslavement in the state of South Carolina at this hour. We plan to expose all of these forces. We plan to check these forces in the midst of their iniquities. We will check them with the forces of Black Power and Black nationalism and a strong Black military that will block our call every turn in the road. We will not allow them off the hook for being the crook. We will get them, and he will be well shook when we give him a Black Panther shaking. It will be an awakening that he's never had. He never dreamed that we would check him in the midst of iniquity. But nevertheless, this is our assignment at this hour, our divine assignment from the Lord of all of the worlds, the God of all understanding, the God of the universe has missioned us to check these bastards and to bring them to justice and to bring justice so it will rain down like the waters as we, the righteous, will rise up and run as a mighty stream at this hour for Black Power and a strong Black military and a strong Black revolution at this hour. For Tupac Shakur said he'd rather be a N-I-G-G-A. Oh, my. He said, how many brothers fell victim in the street? But rest in peace, young brother. There's a heaven for a G. I'd be a lie if I told you that I never thought of death. But damn, homie, you know that we're the last ones left. So raise some real money. Put up some real money. And let's have a real Black revolution. Black revolution.
Oh, fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs to your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, from a tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a Comatell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just shit complain. Thought it didn't fight, just a shit to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence seems to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, though they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in L.A. Fed kids on the spoons with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, that's the way our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together as we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you, no conform to authority. Cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's
known,
now they wanna
sign
and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
With the devil's dog. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my hell like cell blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump. Snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung.
The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you saw the lion. Before the battle, wall is calm and silent. Cause a riot, crumbles all the walls in Zion. Wet your shirt, barrel spinning like the laundry drying. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I taught him science through the art of rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by walk speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that pot is a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shell and ACID, so I sold them lysergic dithalamide. I decide what cryptic ketamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girls sinning, sinning girls. Get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged. Trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge yard. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, my baby. Is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my throat on first. Why you down there? Make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I broke the wall. Made my Marcus Garvey post a smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
anything that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our ass.